This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has informed that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi destroyed the ISR-backed terror group Shahzad Bhatti network ahead of Independence Day. He informed that the government also thwarted its plan to subversive attacks by arresting more than 200 operatives. In a social media post, he said that security forces ripped apart the network by launching coordinated operations across different locations in 14 states, upholding a brilliant example of India's zero tolerance towards terrorism. The security agencies launched a coordinated multi-state operation on 12th of this month using a real-time intelligence sharing system with the state police forces to counter Shahzad Bhatti network-linked disruptions. The network was involved in several terrorist activities. Shahzad Bhatti Network, a Pakistan-based ISI-backed terror syndicate linked to grenade, IED and petrol bomb attacks, and targeted killings across India. The government has approved 31 more applications under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, with projected investment of 7,877 crore rupees. These approvals will result in a total production of electronics components worth 82,000 crore rupees and are also expected to generate over 9,500 employment opportunities. These applications have come from 10 states, including 7 from Tamil Nadu and 6 each from Maharashtra and Haryana. Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, handed over the approvals to the applicants at a function in New Delhi. In Jharkhand, following a 24-day protest by JPSC and JSSC aspirants, the state government has cancelled the 2024 JSSC CGL examination and all competitive examinations conducted by the TDPL agency. Chief Minister Hemant Soren announced that the decision last evening after chairing a special cabinet meeting. The state government has also ordered a comprehensive probe into recruitment examinations conducted by the Jharkhand Public Service Commission and the Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission. However, student leader Piyush Kumar stated that the protesters' demands regarding the 11 to 13 JPSC examinations and a CBI probe are still pending. The protesting students announced they would discuss their remaining demands and decide their next course of action. The Qatar India Remittance Service based on post-transfer powered by UPI is now available. It enables customers in Qatar to send funds directly to UPI-enabled bank accounts in India through Qatar Post outlets. The Communications Ministry said that the service offers an instant, secure, convenient and accessible channel for cross-border remittances, particularly benefiting the large Indian community in Qatar and their families in India. The enumeration phase of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll in Delhi concluded yesterday. According to the Office of Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, about 1 crore 45 lakh forms were distributed as part of the exercise in Delhi. Over 97 lakh enumeration forms have been digitized as of yesterday. Claims and objections can be filed from the 24th of this month to the 23rd of September. The final electoral roll will be published on the 27th of October. Flood situation continues to remain grim in North Odisha, with 6 districts affected and 126 villages still marooned amid rising rivers and continuing rain. Around 8 lakh people have been affected, while nearly 42,000 hectares of croplands have suffered damage, adding to the hardship of flood-hit communities. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Maji has conducted an aerial survey of Bhadrak and Jajpur districts yesterday as the state braces for further rainfall. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Iran against getting involved in a deal with Iran over control of the Strait of Hormuz, threatening to bomb it if Muscat interferes with Washington's position on the strategic waterway. Talking to a reporter over the phone, President Trump discussed the West Asia situation as a 60-day memorandum of understanding signed with Iran in June in order to open negotiations to end the war in West Asia is set to expire. Trump said he is not in a hurry and has not set a deadline for Iran to surrender. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number one and defending champion Shi Yuqi of China in the first round of men's singles at the BWF Badminton World Championships in New Delhi. PV Sindhu and the women's doubles winner Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also advanced to the second round as Indian shuttlers made a winning start to their campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.